You are listening to the audio version of the Bitcoin.com weekly news show with Roger Ver. For the full experience, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hello, everyone. It is that time of the week again. Today is Friday, November 1st, 2019. This week, we're going to cover CryptoPhil XLP exchange enabling fiat payments. Bitcoin.com is joining CoinEx for their pre-election node process. The president of China accelerates blockchain development. Bitwage has launched Bitcoin Cash payrolls in the United States, the United Kingdom, and the rest of the EU. Jihan Wu has reassumed the head of Bitmain. BIP70 has come to the Badger wallet. The November 15th upgrade for Bitcoin Cash is less than 2 weeks away, and some exciting news out of Australia. So first and foremost here, CryptoPhil SLP exchange has enabled fiat payments for their exchange. So CryptoPhil's users can now purchase SLP tokens using credit cards, debit cards, and Apple Pay. This makes CryptoPhil the first fiat on-ramp for Bitcoin Cash SLP tokens. The functionality was added in collaboration with a payment processor called MoonPay. Users now can access Spice and the stablecoin Honest Coin, which is like Tether, but on Bitcoin Cash, pegged one-to-one to the US dollar, with fiat payments. So even Apple Pay, right? That's a pretty big deal. Bitcoin Cash and the Drop token will be available for purchase with fiat in the near future. That Drop token is pretty amazing. For people that don't know, CryptoPhil Exchange, they take a tiny trade fee for every SLP trade that happens. But then what they're doing is they're then paying out those trade fees, a portion of them, as dividends to all the holders of their Drop token for the CryptoPhil Exchange. So like if more people are trading, you know, Spice token, then you get more Spice dividends. If more people are trading USD Honest Coin, you get more of that as dividends. If more people are trading, you know, Bitcoin Cash, I guess you'll get more Bitcoin Cash. So it's a really cool idea. I'm really glad to see the CryptoPhil guys working on it. So if you haven't checked it out already, check it out yourself. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I was actually planning to buy some of the Drop tokens myself because I think that's such a neat idea. Another fun thing that's going on, the CoinEx chain, right? So CoinEx is one of the very first, or maybe the first exchange to have Bitcoin Cash as the base pair. They've been great big giant Bitcoin Cash supporters for a long, long time. They have launched their CoinEx chain, and Bitcoin.com is going to run one of the validator nodes to participate on that, which will support their decentralized exchange, right, or DEX for short. So unlike traditional custodial exchanges like we have at exchange.bitcoin.com, you don't need to trust a DEX to keep your assets secure. The platform will also allow for non-custodial issuing and trading of tokens and aims to leverage its features to give users the power to issue peg tokens and digitize assets. So you can peg your token to whatever else and then trade it on this decentralized platform. Pretty darn cool stuff. I'm really impressed with the guys at CoinEx, and that's why we're going to be running a validator node for their CoinEx chain. So keep an eye on that in the future. Another fun thing, the Chinese president plans to accelerate development of blockchain technology. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently shared his plans to accelerate the development of blockchain technology in China. The speech was followed by the news that the country's central bank is preparing to launch its own digital currency similar to Libra. So while the U.S. is busy pushing innovation away, one thing the Chinese government is doing right is encouraging this sort of innovation. So a cryptography law aimed at facilitating the development of the cryptography businesses and ensuring the security of cyberspace and information has also been passed recently in China and will take effect on January 1st, 2020. So a little bit of political commentary there. If you want people to be allowed to do something, you don't need a law. You just need to like get out of their way and leave them alone. So like you hear about people talk about like the NAFTA free trade agreement. And it's like 20,000 pages. You don't even need one page for a free trade agreement. You just get out of the way and let people trade. And it's the same with cryptographic tools. If you want people to be able to use them, you just get out of the way and leave them alone. So anyhow, speaking of getting out of the way and leaving people alone, Bitwage is making it really, really easy for people, not just working at Bitcoin.com or some cryptocurrency company, but for anybody to get paid in Bitcoin Cash. So if you're working at a company that's in the US, the United Kingdom, or the EU, you can now get paid in Bitcoin Cash if you're working at any company. So Bitwage has recently launched Bitcoin Cash payrolls, allowing Americans, Europeans, and British companies to pay their employees' wages fully or partially in Bitcoin Cash. And so your employer won't even necessarily know that he's paying you in Bitcoin Cash. The way it works is they provide you with a specific bank account number. You tell the payroll processor, okay, send my direct deposit to this address, and then boom, any money that gets sent to that address for your paycheck each week, they automatically convert it into Bitcoin Cash and send it to the Bitcoin Cash address of your choice. So employees and freelancers just set whatever percentage they want to be converted of their monthly wages, and boom, it'll get converted right there into Bitcoin Cash for them. So the Bitwage CEO, Jonathan Chester, said, Bitwage is making it easier for workers around the world to accumulate their favorite cryptocurrency through passive dollar cost averaging, because every pay cycle you can get more Bitcoin Cash. Bitwage reportedly already serves over 30,000 people, including workers of Google, Facebook, Uber, Airbnb, American Express, GE, Comcast, and many, many more, and now some people at Bitcoin.com as well. So really fun to see that. If you haven't checked it out already, go and check it out at bitwage.com, and you can start getting paid in Bitcoin Cash right now today, regardless of where you're working currently. So really cool thing. Glad to see Bitcoin Cash coming to that ecosystem. So another fun piece of news that either by cause or coincidence, instantly coincided with the recent run-up of the price of Bitcoin Cash this week. Jihan Wu has reassumed the head of Bitmain. So cryptocurrency mining giant Bitmain is being led again at the executive level by co-founder Jihan Wu. Jihan Wu has dismissed his fellow co-founder, Mikri Zan Ketuan. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that very well. Sorry, Mikri. And will reassume his role as Bitmain head of leadership. The news comes after the recent announcement of Bitmain's new mining facility in Rockdale, Texas, poised to become the largest mining facility in the entire world. So that's some really exciting stuff. Another thing that happened this week I'm really excited about is that BIP70 support for Badger Wallet is now live. So if you have Badger Wallet, you can now use BIP70. And you're probably thinking, what is BIP70? Well, here's my Badger Wallet. And we'll see here in my Badger Wallet, I have a whole bunch of different tokens here. So you can see I have this and that and all these tokens. What I can now do using the dividend payment tool over at tools.bitcoin.com, I can distribute any of my tokens here I want. I have Baby Badger tokens and Delhi Cash and Moscow Cash and Mark token and Neo One token and on and on and on. I have 8 billion PTC Pete coins. That's a lot of Pete coins. Anyhow, I have some Spice tokens. I have all this and that. I can now do them as dividend payments to any other token holder using the amazing tool over at tools.bitcoin.com. Just like that, anybody can now use the tool to pay dividends in tokens to other token holders right there from your Badger Wallet. It's really amazing. I was doing it the other day. Really, really a big deal. So head on out over to tools.bitcoin.com to see the dividend payment tool that we built over there. Of course, another fun thing here is the November 15th upgrade for Bitcoin Cash is less than 2 weeks away. So if you're running a full node for Bitcoin Cash, make sure you have it updated for the forthcoming update that'll make everything work even better and even more awesome on Bitcoin Cash. So really big deal. And then the final piece of the news that I think is actually the most fun one, that's why I saved it for the very last, is that Bitcoin Cash outspent Bitcoin Core by a staggering 48-1 and recorded more than 20 times as many transactions in Australia last month as every other cryptocurrency there. Like really, really, really amazing there. You can head on over to bitcoinbch.com to read all about it. We'll put a link in the description there. But a really great job by those guys down there in Australia. And think about it. Bitcoin Cash outspent Bitcoin Core by 48-1 in Australia last month. And it outspent every other cryptocurrency at physical locations by several times. So it's really, really catching on down there. And what most of them are using is the Bitcoin Cash Register app. If you don't have the Bitcoin Cash Register app already, go and download it, check it out. You can start accepting Bitcoin Cash in like 30 seconds at your physical business today. It's so easy. You can go and get that over at bitcoin.com or just search for Bitcoin Cash Register in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Really a fantastic thing. So anyhow, that's it for this week's news. If you like it, share this video with a friend, subscribe, hit the notification bell, do all that stuff because that's how we spread the word. We have about 32,000 subscribers to the channel. I want to get to 132,000 subscribers, maybe by the end of the year. With your help, we can do it, but I need your help to do it, right? We need everybody's help to spread peer-to-peer cash for the world. So please do that and share Bitcoin Cash with a friend and start using it in your daily lives. Head on over to local.bitcoin.com now. We launched a marketplace where you can buy and sell any sort of physical goods. I was looking, people were offering to sell motorcycles, and I think there was a Ferrari up there already. There's all sorts of stuff now, and it's completely safe because the Bitcoin Cash are held in a non-custodial escrow system. So if you're the one that's buying something and the person's paying you, or selling something and the person's paying you in Bitcoin Cash, you have zero risk whatsoever. So go and check it out at local.bitcoin.com. It's amazing. See everybody in the next video. Bye-bye.